Would you look at this garage? Where to begin?
Whoa, Dad, deep breaths. What if we started with that old fridge?
This heavy thing? No way.
Dad, ComEd makes it easy. They'll come and pick up our old working fridge, and they'll even send us $50.
$50, huh?
Yeah.
I got an idea. I'll give you the $50, and you clean out the rest of the garage.
Score.
Schedule your free pickup from the ComEd Energy Efficiency Program by visiting comed.com/fridge recycling. ComEd, powering lives. Funded in compliance with state law.
1-877 Cars for Kids. KARS Cars for Kids.
Donate your car today with 1-877 Cars for Kids. We're a recognized 501c3 charity organization, so you'll receive a maximum tax deduction. What's more, you'll receive a vacation voucher of 3 days and 2 nights. Also on the web at carsforkids.com.
1-877 Cars for Kids. Donate your car today.
Remember, that's Cars with a K.
Platform are available in all 50 states.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, this is Chicago's number one and most listened to sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score. Our radio.com station. WSCR and HD Chicago. WBMX HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Hockey Update Studio, I'm Joe Ostrowski. Stars celebrating the Wolves' 25th anniversary season early by visiting the larger-than-life Wolves goalie mask located up and down Michigan Avenue, and circle your calendar for the Wolves home opener at Allstate Arena on October 13th. Sox GM Rick Hahn says that Michael Kopech has really progressed in his 24 starts for AAA Charlotte.
Yes, early in the season, he probably could have survived, especially if you were going to put him in a bullpen in a shorter role by just coming up here and blowing fastballs as much as he could by guys. But now he's developed into much more of a pitcher. He's developed into a much more well-rounded talent and is getting the most out of his gifts, as well as his makeup and advancements in his composure.
The Hahn interview from the Mully and Haas Show, available on 670thescore.com. Hahn also mentioned that Rick Renteria is doing well and hopes to return to the ballpark today. Kopech opposed by the Twins' Jose Berríos tonight in his major league debut on the South Side. 4 solo homers in 4 games has accounted for all of the Cubs' scoring offense since Thursday. Kyle Hendricks, tonight's starter in Detroit. Joe Maddon joins Bernstein and McKnight at noon. The Yankees have placed Didi Gregorius on the disabled list. Football, the Bears practice this afternoon, and the Eagles say that Nick Foles will play a half on Thursday. This update was brought to you by Webb Ford. Searching for a great deal on Fords in Chicago? Visit Webb Ford in Highland, Indiana. And 670thescore.com/Mully and Haw. is brought to you by local GEICO agent Tim Calcagno at 630-671-0600. I'm Joe Ostrowski, and you're listening to the radio home for Cubs baseball, 670 The Score. The next game on The Score, today at 5:35, when the Cubs take on the Tigers. This is 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Now, Midway.
The Midday Midway.
1-2.
Midway, the most important of the year.
3-4.
The most exciting thing on the Midway.
5-6-7-8.
Our objective is Midway.
9-10.
It's not 10. You see, you're on 10 here. Where can you go from there? Where? To 11. 11, exactly.
11.
Midway. So real, you can almost feel it.
The Midday Midway with Bernstein and McKnight on The Score.
Happy Michael Kopech Day. We've been celebrating that. We had a baseball conversation with Jeff Sullivan about what to expect from Kopech and what's going on with the Chicago Cubs. Also talked about the NFL's ridiculous helmet rule and the new re-edited video that they're putting out to try to re-explain everything as that's going on. I do hope, though, in the DVD commentary of the re-edited video, there's a drunken Carrie Fisher. Because that really makes everything...
Oh, check out this accent here. I'm not even trying.
Yeah, I don't even know what kind of
balls for this.
What kind of stupid accent I'm doing here. Yeah, that was wait for it. Yeah, that was great. We discussed Leonard Floyd, and not only the situation with not knowing exactly what his injury is. Is it 2 fractures? Is it 1? Is it a floor wax? Is it a dessert topping? It's both. Or what that is going to mean to the responsibilities of other defensive players under the charge of Vic Fangio.
You know, every day you drive by Wrigley Field to get into work. I walk by Wrigley Field to get on the red line to go
and when
downtown.
I see you,
You see me so far, at least since the first time when you damn near ran me over, you've been picking me up, which is very nice of you. But you've noticed all the development up and around Wrigley Field, right? We go to the Budweiser Brickhouse Tavern. We'll be there on Monday for our last of those installments. It's Cole Hamels, it's Jesse Chavez, and it's Brandon Kinsler all going to hang out with us. We've broadcast from the Smokehouse right across the street on Clark. We've done all the stuff in the new. I've had dinner in a couple of those new places. Big stars right there. But there's the other development, right? Where the I.O. used to be. You know, that big apartment complex slash Harley Davidson showroom.
Yeah, actually on Addison.
And Smashburger and Baseballism, all that kind of stuff. That's all going to be in there. Well, apparently there's apartments in there too. And I just, for whatever reason, you know, I'm house shopping. I'm looking around. I'm trying to find a place to live. And I noticed that, I don't know if it was because of my search history or our phones being microphones and just tracking everything we say or the NSA or whatever it is. But I'm noticing that apparently there are apartments ready for pre-lease right there in the apartment complex, in that big building. You live right next to Wrigley Field.
Okay.
You have any idea? Any guesses? I'm looking at a 603-square-foot studio with, yes, it does seem to have a bathroom wedged into this thing. Any idea?
You know, it's been so
long since
I've rented.
And this is my girlfriend's coming back from 2 years, 3 years away from Chicago and looking at rents now. And she's out of her mind.
Can I take a guess? And I'm basing on what I know about like San Francisco and New York and some of the numbers I've read on that. You say it's 600 square feet?
603 square feet. Studio, one bath.
$2,500.
$2,200, $2,300. That's what you're looking at. That's pretty good. Good spot up there, Dan. And you can get even higher. I mean, you can. Looks like there's going to be places in here that you can pay as much as you want for. But how about that? From coming around from a gravel parking lot across the street to that.
That's why sports ownership in a lot of ways, and Daniel Snyder will tell you this, it's all real estate. Stan Kroenke, it's so much of this. Jerry Reinsdorf can tell you that owning sports teams and what it can mean to your practice facilities and everything else, it's so much of this is real estate.
Think back to ownership groups from the 80s and 90s, the Tribune Group, and just the lack of foresight, just the complete willfulness, unwillingness to be imaginative about anything.
One place I almost stepped on an alligator was Hilton Head, South Carolina. When I was in Acapulco, I almost stepped on a crocodile. That would have been way worse. No, I almost drove over a crocodile in a golf cart.
That would have been worse for the crocodile.
Well, no. The crocodile would not have been fazed by a golf cart.
Oh, it was a golf cart. You weren't driving around in the family sedan.
It probably would not have been fazed by a family sedan either, the size of that crocodile.
Seriously?
But it was a small alligator. I was bass fishing on a golf course in Hilton Head, and it was a small alligator that I didn't see, and it was startled and it went into the water. But when I saw the dateline of this story, Hilton Head, South Carolina, and then I saw the attendant photo here, a woman, tell me what the lesson is to be learned here, please. A woman who often walked her dog near a golf course lagoon across the street from her vacation home was killed yesterday by an alligator that dragged her into the water.
Oh, my God.
At a private resort on the South Carolina coast.
So do they got the alligators that drag you underwater, drown you before eat you thing? The crocodiles that just eat you? Or do they both just do the drowning and then eat you thing?
No, alligators, and I learned this from a conservationist on a swamp tour in New Orleans, a wonderful swamp tour that we got way more for our money than we thought.
Do you get the boats, like the swamp boats?
The full swamp boats. And
the second Fugitive movie?
Yes, a former alligator,
U.S. Marshals.
Former alligator hunter who became a conservationist, who has a thick Cajun Justin Wilson style accent,
yes,
and who explained to us how alligators feed, what they do. An alligator that kills something has to wait for it to sort of putrefy and soften.
Oh,
the alligators,
gross.
They will wait for it to get really, really gross and soft because they only like to eat very soft foods. A crocodile will just start tearing flesh off something by spinning around.
Which ones eat the rocks?
Eat rocks?
Yeah, they eat rocks to change their buoyancy. Aren't those crocodiles or alligators? One of the two?
I don't know.
Okay.
I didn't know that they would do that. But
I thought they did. Maybe it's a caiman.
45-year-old Cassandra Klein was trying to protect her pet border collie when she died, not far from the home. Thomas DeMaio, who rents a house across the street, said he heard shrieks when he was in the shower, but he thought they were a bird.
Oh, no.
He went outside a half hour later to find a crowd gathering where a bag of dog treats and a shoe and her hat dotted a trail leading to the water. Okay, what's the lesson to be learned here?
Stay away from things with pointy teeth.
Mm-mm.
No?
No.
Okay, well, I think there is a lesson to learn.
Don't get dogs.
Now, I wasn't going to carry it that far.
But
if
maybe.
You get a dog and an alligator grabs your dog, and I'm not going to break into song here, but let it go.
I've been keeping an eye on Felix Hernandez and his tour through the Seattle Mariners bullpen, which was not as long as we thought
it
would be.
Because of an injury. They had to pull
he made
back
it. Yeah,
out.
He made a start on, what was it, yesterday. He made a start. He went six innings. He struck out six, gave up a home run. It wasn't pretty, but I've been, you know, trying to celebrate as best I can. The king in exile. You know what he did last night?
What?
He got himself over the into 40th place for the all-time strikeout list. He passed Andy Pettit with his 2,449th strikeout, and he wanted the ball, as it turns out. Felix did. Robinson Cano, though, had already thrown the ball into the stands, and it was retrieved by a 10-year-old Mariners fan named Jackson. D. Gordon came to the rescue of both Jackson and Felix Hernandez, who apparently he nicknamed Fifi. He calls Felix Hernandez Fifi.
Okay.
Which, all right. I mean, I guess you do that if you're a teammate. So
also Gordon, the name of the woman's dog.
So Gordon gets out of the dugout and gives his cap and a wristband to the 10-year-old kid Jackson for the ball. The quote from Jackson, the kid, "I've been really waiting for one. A few of them went right over my head. And finally, that was the one." So there was a trade made. Felix got the ball. Jackson got a whole bunch of stuff.
Nice.
And we're all good. We're all ready to go. And Felix, you know, Felix has his kid out all the time, like during warm-ups and stuff. He's like, he's kind of part of the team a little bit.
And remember these kids because they're all going to play in the major leagues.
All of them,
and then
yeah.
We'll go back and say, oh, yeah, wasn't that the same kid we talked about?
Did you guys say that when Prince Fielder was taking BP with his dad? I mean, just hitting him out of Tiger Stadium, just launching things at 13?
Yeah, I go back to Young Rock Raines when he walked in. He was like 5 years old when I saw him. And I just said, oh, yeah, it's a major league baseball
shaving
player.
Shaving and drinking in the clubhouse?
He took off his shirt. He had no shirt on. And as a
cut.
Kid, ripped.
It's a problem. Next on the list for Felix is Sam McDowell, and he's got five strikeouts to pass him up. So good on you, King Felix. Keep doing what you're doing and keeping the Mariners, who they've got a negative run differential, and they're still right there, the Mariners.
All-time anomaly of run differential and Pythagorean outlier.
All hail King Felix.
This is from artnet.com. RoboCop is headed back to Detroit for an interesting reason. This is really cool and something I did not know. RoboCop tells the story of the miraculous resurrection. The slain police officer turns into a crime-fighting cyborg. Few know that behind the story of RoboCop is another professional reincarnation. It turns out that Peter Weller...
Oh, the guy who... played RoboCop.
The actor who played RoboCop has become an art historian. And it's not just sort of a self-declared, oh, I'm into art kind of thing. Listen to this.
Which you could do in college, by the way.
Oh, I took 1 year of art history.
Yeah, you just say you're an art history major, right?
No, I wasn't a major, but I did 1 year. And what they don't tell you is if you're a Jew, you're screwed.
Why?
Because all the Renaissance, all the pre-Renaissance art,
it's all biblical,
and then the Renaissance art, all New Testament moments.
Had a chance.
I didn't know what the Annunciation
was.
You
never read this book.
I didn't know what any of these things were. I didn't know what the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, they say, the Holy Trinity is this, the Holy Trinity is like, what?
Yeah, you got to take a religion course just to figure it out.
It ended up being a religion course for me because I didn't know what the Assumption was, the Annunciation. John the Baptist.
I grew up with all those.
Of course
terms.
You did.
All of those.
I
read that
it was.
Book. And it meanders a little bit once you get the Revelations. That's kind of a weird, screwed up.
That's the
up
fun
novel.
Part. That's the Lake of Fire. That's the good stuff.
Yeah, some people believe in that a little bit more than they ought to.
There
but
got,
yes, that's
got,
not for here nor there.
Special speedo for that. But anyway, Peter Weller went back to school in 2004. At age 57, he earned a master's degree in Roman and Renaissance art at Syracuse.
No joke.
He then enrolled...
He's also a baseball writer
He
now.
Then enrolled at UCLA and got his PhD in Italian Renaissance art history in 2013.
That's impressive.
Yes, he is a doctor of art.
Incidentally, I would also watch.
No, he is a doctor of art.
I watched RoboCop sequel where RoboCop does the same thing. I would watch that.
Look at these brushstrokes.
I have to go. Somewhere there is a crime happening.
An artistic aesthetic crime. He's returning to Detroit in his new role to introduce the first night of the Culture Lab Detroit Conference. He is going to give a presentation on beauty in Renaissance art.
Wow. Can we take that live?
Isn't that neat? And if you would look at him now, you would not imagine that it's...
Oh, no, but he's wearing art history major look.
He is dressing as if somebody wanted him to dress as an art history PhD. Correct.
So we've had a lot of fun with PJ Fleck and the Minnesota Gophers on this show, and it's not just because of where I went to school and my natural inclination to pick on Minnesota Golden Gophers. No, PJ Fleck put himself in this position with a bunch of acronyms and hyphens and whatnot. But
the hyperculture.
But did you see this? Minnesota announced yesterday that they're going to have a freshman walk-on quarterback start. Name for me, if you will, and I'd love to at 6701, text in as many as you can remember, and don't just text the ones you think were freshman walk-on starting quarterbacks, but name for me as many as you can. Freshman starting walk-on quarterbacks.
Now, when you say walk-on, very simple. Is it a true walk-on? Because there are a lot of walk-ons that aren't really walk-ons. What they are is we ran out of scholarships, yeah, or something happened in a numbers game. So when a scholarship opens, we'll give you the scholarship. But for
Fair question. Because Zach Anikstad is going to be the starting quarterback for the Gophers heading into the opener against New Mexico State.
Is he a doctor of sack?
He is not, but he is a preferred walk-on out of IMG Academy.
Right.
Who did enroll early. And he's got a brother who got scholarship, was just recently got on scholarship, Brock Anikstad, and their dad played for Minnesota from 82 to 83, and I don't think was on scholarship then. I think their dad was a walk-on too, but that's as close. I know Baker Mayfield was a walk-on freshman quarterback who started games at his first college, Texas A&M, right? No, Texas Tech, and then transferred to Oklahoma and was a walk-on there as well. But I was trying to rack my brain, and I couldn't think of a whole hell of a lot of freshman walk-on starting quarterbacks, and P.J. Fleck and his acronym-laden crew will start one this year.
Pete is the process. That's the actual word.
How is the people?
The how is the why, and that's the process. Baker Mayfield, freshman walk-on Texas Tech.
Texas Tech, yeah. In Lubbock?
Yes.
Yes. On the middle of nowhere is where it is.
I know Northern had one, but that's because their first four quarterbacks were all hurt.
Yeah, didn't they all? They went through a whole season where
they
lost everybody.
Two straight years where I think they played like six or seven different guys at quarterback total.
Yeah, and that's fair. I mean, you're gonna
it
have
didn't
the.
End well.
But this kid was, you know, yes, a preferred walk on and out of a quarterback academy kind of thing. But this is
it's not just some guy who showed up at practice and made the team.
It's not, but it's kind of close. I mean, usually quarterback not having a scholarship, a starting quarterback not having a scholarship, that's rare.
He will soon.
Yes. The H is for the how. That's the people.
No, you're hurting my brain. Next up, we are going to preview the debut of White Sox hurler Michael Kopech with NBC Sports Chicago White Sox pregame, postgame, in-game reporter Chuck Garfine. He's coming up next on The Score.
It's an acronym.
Monday from 9 a.m. to 1, join Dan Bernstein and Connor McKnight as they broadcast live from the Budweiser Brickhouse Tavern in Wrigley. The guys will host Cole Hamels.
And a 1-2 from Hamels, swung on and missed strike three.
Jesse Chavez.
Swing and a missed strike three. Jesse Chavez.
And Brandon Kinsler from noon to 1 for the final installment of the Cubs On Deck Luncheon Series. Presented by AZEC Building Products and Xfinity. Time's running out to get these hot tickets. Get yours now at 670thescore.com/ondeck.
This is John Feinstein with a CBS Sports Minute. Long before there was Michael Jordan or LeBron James, there was Oscar Robertson. He unofficially invented the triple-double when he averaged one for the entire 1962 NBA season. He starred for Crispus Attucks High School in Indianapolis, the first all-black school to win a state championship, was an NBA All-Star 12 times, and teamed with Lou Alcindor, later Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, to win Milwaukee's only NBA title in 1971. Now at 79, Robertson is selling off his most prized memories. His NBA championship ring, his Hall of Fame ring, College Player of the Year award, in all, 51 items. The items might bring Robertson $500,000. How sad, though, that no one in the NBA, either the commissioner or any of the richer-than-richer players, haven't thought to pay Robertson that kind of money and tell him to keep his memories. Didn't he do enough for the sport to merit that? I'm John Feinstein.
Pros know there's more to a roof than shingles. That's why the Home Depot carries GAF's Lifetime Roofing System. From underlayment and leak barriers to shingles, ventilation, and more. Delivered right to your job site in job lot quantities. For complete roofing systems, get everything you need under one roof. Ours. The Lifetime Roofing System. Exclusively from GAF. And available at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive number one, number two employee. Leave a message at the...
Hi, Jamie. It's you, Jamie. Don't be alarmed, but I think there's a guy following you. Maybe we should get that guard dog we talked about? Nothing too scary, maybe like a Bichon with an attitude? You know, Progressive's collision insurance covers injured dogs and cats at no extra cost, so... Wait, the guy stood up when I stood up. He's on the phone. He's looking right at me. Oh, wait, it's just my reflection. Don't tell anyone about this.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Pet coverage not available in New Hampshire and North Carolina.
In Chicagoland, there's only one place to go for one of the largest selections of new Volvo models, Howard Orloff Volvo Cars. For over 55 years, Howard Orloff Volvo has been proudly serving Chicagoland with unprecedented customer service and care. At Howard Orloff Volvo, during our end of summer sales event, you can get special pricing, finance, and lease offers on all 2018 models. And right now, we have a special selection of new 2017 Volvo S90s priced at only $43,998. That's a savings off MSRP of $12,856 to $15,416, with three in stock to choose from. Plus, come in and experience the award-winning, exciting, all-new 2018 Volvo XC60. Isn't it time you discovered the outstanding selection and offers at Howard Orloff Volvo Cars? Visit Howard Orloff Volvo, just off the Kennedy at Armitage, or online at howardorloffvolvocars.com.
Stock number VO2934, MSRP 56844, VO2835, MSRP 59404, VO2945, MSRP 58539, plus tax, title, license, and doc fee. Offer expires 8/31/18.
When posting on most job sites, you get candidates.
I'm the sales director.
I'm the sales director you're looking for.
But when you post on Indeed.com, you get the candidates just right for you.
I'm a sales director with an MBA, over 10 years experience, who's also fluent in Japanese.
With Indeed, you can add screener questions for a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates.
Arigato.
Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
Summer's here, and that means a trip to Circle K, home of the one and only Polar Pop Cup. We're here to help you keep cool. In fact, you can't imagine anything colder. And Circle K lets you choose your Polar Pop Cup, your favorite flavor, or create your own custom masterpiece in the coolest cup around. Only 89 cents every day. Polar Pop lets you do you. Only at Circle K. Polar Pop!
State Farm, Robert here.
Robert, somebody burned down my she shed.
No one burned down your she shed, Cheryl.
Oh, really, Victor? Because my she shed's burning up in the backyard.
Your she shed was struck by lightning, Cheryl.
Robert, does State Farm cover my she shed?
What's a she shed?
She turned our shed into her hideaway, Robert.
Oh, yeah, that's covered.
You hear that, Victor? I'm getting a new she-shear she shed.
Can we stop saying she shed now?
Go with the one that's here to help life go right. State Farm. Talk to an agent today.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
The new Bernstein and McKnight Show. Middays 9 a.m. to 1.
David Bodie, the guy who actually hit it, joins us again on the Bernstein and McKnight Show, as he did Friday when we were talking about some of these memorable moments. All right, take us through the sequencing a little bit. It was interesting because it's almost like after you saw the issues with the knuckle curve, you could kind of take that out of play. Was that your approach?
Yeah, so they've been getting me with the two-seam sinker all series. I knew Matheson had that, as well as the
a little four-seam kind of cut. He kind of did up top of the zone. You know, got to respect what he has. And so I just kind of got to pick a spot, pick a location, kind of pick a pitch. So I was just kind of looking for a ball down that I could just get underneath it, you know, and just pick that spot. And then if he kind of throws three pitches up in the zone, have to live with it. I'm just sticking to that approach and was able to get it.
Dan Bernstein now in middays, joined by returning score guy Connor McKnight, 9 a.m. to 1, only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station. Thanks for streaming The Score. We are Chicago's original and number one sports station. And of course, your official radio home of the Chicago Cubs. Where in 2018, you'll hear Pat Hughes and Ron Coomer deliver more of this.
Swing a line drive down the left field line. Base hit, Cubs win. Anthony Rizzo with a game winner. High fly ball, deep right field. Get out the tape measure, long gone. Kyle Schwarber's second home run of the game.
Bryant fly to center his first time. Drives one in the air, deep left field, down the line. If it's fair, it's long gone. That ball is a fair ball, home run. Russell drives one in the air to left field. If it's fair, it's going to leave the yard. That ball is a three-run homer. Addison Russell with a three-run home run.
Every Cubs game, spring training through the postseason, right here on Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's official radio home of the Chicago Cubs. Thanks for streaming The Score, Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mullion Hall, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Blackhawks head coach Joel Quenneville.
What's the proper way for us to interpret where Corey is and what he said?
Well, it's encouraging where he's at today. And we feel that, you know, when he gets on the ice again, he'll get a clear indication exactly how close he is to starting.
Mullion Hall, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Go Cubs. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
The broad hope was that at some point this year he was going to be able to make his major league debut. Honestly, at age 22, if for whatever reason it didn't work out this year and he just had a decent season at AAA with some signs of progress, that would have been fine from a developmental standpoint. But ideally, we wanted him to force us into the point where it was time to take that next step.
Oh my God! Okay, it's happening! Everybody stay calm! Sure. Stay calm!
Wait.
Everybody calm down!
Oh, it's happening, all right.
It's great.
Rick Hahn, White Sox general manager, discussing the promotion of Michael Kopech, and one of the people who is gearing up to cover tonight's perhaps slightly rainy debut is this man. He is on Twitter at Chuck Garfine. Chuck Garfine of NBC Sports Chicago, the White Sox reporter. Big day, Art Chuck, isn't it?
Oh, it's a big day, especially since I just finished Earth Day and I was getting my protons and neutrons in.
Good.
Ready.
Good for
I'm
you.
Ready.
I figured you for an earther, Chuck. I really did. I know Rick Hahn was on the Mully and Haw show this morning, and he's talked about this before, too, that if it didn't happen this year, if there were setbacks or if there were control issues or, God forbid, if there was an injury, though that's a little bit of a different category than anything else, but how much of a sense do you get that this did need to happen, that Michael Kopech did at some point have to arrive in the big leagues this year? Any?
I don't think there's any, like, need to or have to for this season. I think they just wanted to let the season play out and see where it went. I mean, there was no adamant direction that we had to have him up by a certain point. And if he had continued to pitch like he was in the middle of the season, he wouldn't be up here right now. In a way, he forced their hand. He had a six-start stretch where he had 59 strikeouts and four walks and had an ERA in the ones. That's all you need to know, that he was ready. He started the whole year, or played the whole year, in AAA. So he was, in a way, knocking on the door from opening day on. And I think what he ended up doing the last six starts made the decision for the White Sox pretty easy. He's ready to be here, and they made the call, and he's starting tonight.
From what you know about how he interacted with guys in spring training and knowing this group, how will he be accepted, knowing he's got a pretty strong personality and he is joining the major leagues and this is all new? A little bit of friendly hazing, a little bit of razzing, or just open arms and support?
I think he needs to be razzed, to be honest with you. Just because there's been so much hype about him, and that's a pretty despite their record, that's a pretty fun, playful clubhouse with Yomer Sanchez, Matt Davidson, Nicky Delmonico. They got some fun guys in there. And I think that he probably could use some razzing just to kind of lighten the load. I mean, there's been so much hype. He might be feeling some pressure. So I think they might be having some fun with him when he gets there today. He knows all these guys. I mean, he's been in the organization for a couple of years. He was in the clubhouse with them for two spring training. So it's not going to be like, who's this guy walking in? They're familiar with him. And then even the catchers. I mean, Kevin Smith's caught him. Omar Narvaez has caught him. So it's not going to be that foreign of a situation for him. So I think it's they're going to have some fun with him. I would hope that they would, because there's so much attention on him. Now he's got this, you know, actress girlfriend who's got like 4 million followers on Instagram and Twitter. So he's become this like big celebrity even before he makes his first pitch in a major league game.
Hey, Chuck, we're going to reconnect to try to get a little better phone connection there. So give it 1 second. This segment is brought to you by Jewel. Shop Jewel for USDA Choice Boneless New York Strip Steaks. Only $7.99 a pound. Nice. A 1 pound package of California strawberries is just 99 cents. And select varieties of Doritos or Ruffles chips are a buy one, get one free value.
I think these are my favorite reads of yours because I just watch you plan your afternoon after the show as soon as you get the prices.
Yeah, I got to do double stops now because.
You got the whole family.
People who see me every day know that it's Jewel and Mariano's and Roscoe because the produce prices it's crazy.
You got to shop for value.
I go to both. I shop everywhere. So Chuck Garfine with us on the Bernstein and McKnight show. And these are exciting times. Do you expect that there are, or do we know for a fact there's going to be an attendance bump tonight?
There is going to be a bump. Last we heard was about 4,000 people bought tickets yesterday. You can expect maybe that to double today. But, you know, it's also the Tuesday night. The, you know, Sox announced this a couple of days ago. You're not going to have the whole city or all White Sox fans just dropping everything that they're doing to come out there. But if you get like 7,000 or 8,000 tickets sold extra in 2 days, that's pretty good. So there's definitely going to be a bump, and everyone who's going to be there is just going to be so hyped and jacked for this. And I find it's going to be a much different experience than the Moncada arrival last year, because Moncada batted 4 times and he was in the field and he touched the ball a few times. Here's a starting pitcher who's going to get the ball from the very first moment of the game. He's going to be out there, hopefully 6 innings, maybe 7. So that is going to be a much better viewing experience for a major league debut than just a hitter.
Talk with Chuck Garfine, NBC Sports. He's the White Sox reporter for them and out at just about every game. I wonder, you know, Chuck, with Kopech, his profile is so fastball slider, fastball breaking ball heavy, that the velocity is such a huge thing. And yet in this game nowadays, we see so much velocity out of the pen. He's not all that rare of a guy in those two pitches when you mix bullpen arms in. Do you think the changeup is the biggest thing for him? Is that his biggest next step, is giving that offering and setting himself apart that way?
Yeah, I mean, if he really can get that change up to work, that makes his fastball that much better. And the spread between velocities with a fastball that's at 100 miles per hour, and he's throwing that change up with all the secondary slider curveball stuff that he has. I mean, if he can master a curveball, that's going to do wonders for him. And Steve McCaddy, his pitching coach in Charlotte, says he's got 4-plus pitches coming in. And I think a lot of that stuff now is just the mental part of it. And he's made no bones about it. He's really in meditation. He's worked on the mental side of his game, and he gets really amped up, and that can kind of be to his detriment at times. And I think he was able to harness that over those last 6 starts in AAA. So, but to get back to what you said, I agree with you. That's like the big X factor for me. Let's see. And you know, it's fastball command too. He's got to get the fastball over the plate, and that was a problem that he was having. Couldn't get it over the plate. So if you combine fastball command with a changeup for Michael Kopech, that's going to be great for him going forward.
All right, let us behind the scenes a little bit, because were I producing or directing tonight's game, I'm thinking, okay, we know we have the pitch speed, and everybody likes to look at the usual place where velocity is, but there might be a little different atmosphere here. So is this a case where maybe you make that pitch speed indicator for the radar gun a little larger, or you move it around? And I'm not really kidding. I mean, there could be a reason to do this with him. This is a guy who's thrown at various guns 103 before. Or do you kind of make sure the gun is, shall we say, hot, as baseball players tend to evaluate?
So you want me to create some television here? Is this what you're saying?
Yeah, what goes on in the pre-show meeting when it comes to how you highlight the fun stuff with Kopech?
Well, unfortunately, the game is on WGN tonight. We don't have the game, which is just, you know, frustrating for someone like myself to make it about the channel that I work for. But we will have, if he stays on pace, we'll have the rest of his starts, you know, the rest of the season. But, I mean, I don't want to have a hot gun in there. I don't. If it goes over 100 miles per hour, I think our radar gun actually changes color already as it is. So, on the screen, if I'm not mistaken. But, you know, I don't want to have like a big 100 like overtaking the screen if he hits it. Because, yeah, you want it to be 100, but is he controlling that 100? Is it working? I mean, he could throw 100 miles per hour and the guy could still crush it. So, I guess I'm not giving you a great answer to this one. I'm sorry, Dan.
Yeah, why not like full blown fire graphic? Or I'm thinking like his name starts with K. Yeah, there's got to be like a Kopech K. You know, there's got to be something going on here, right?
Well, I will say, our digital department at NBC Sports Chicago has all sorts of ideas. And if you follow NBCS White Sox or NBC Sports Chicago or myself on Twitter, we have all sorts of things that will be right up your alley, Dan Bernstein.
Yes.
I just can't say what they're going to do during the telecast. That's not really in my domain here tonight.
That's all right. I'm sure Goff and Sarah Locke and Kevin Anderson, everything dialed up and ready to roll for this one. Chuck, thanks so much for hanging out.
No problem, guys. Anytime.
Chuck Garfine, NBC Sports Chicago. The bottom of the hour is brought to you by Northwestern Football. Coach Fitz and the Cats return to Ryan Field after a 10-win campaign last year. Don't miss out on matchups with Michigan, Notre Dame, Wisconsin, and more. Season and single game tickets on sale at nusports.com. I've been mentioning to all of our football programming that is coming your way, we are ramping up to speed with our regular football guests, one of whom is going to be Paul Charchian. And Paul Charchian, as you know from fanball.com, is the number one fantasy opinioneer and expert out there right now.
He's the dude.
And you hear him on Thursdays, and you will with the afternoon show, setting lineups and talking about where positions rank. However, we're going to do something a little bit different and figure that there's some found value in understanding what happens immediately after the week's games conclude. Because that's when there are injuries, that's when there are players rising and falling, and opportunities to find places in the market where you can gain advantages on that waiver wire.
Yeah, leagues can be won in the waiver wire, and honestly, there's a bunch of good football discussion with who's filling in, because like we've talked about a lot, this game is played against the injury report each and every week, and that's how we're going to kind of discuss fantasy and football with Paul Charchian on Tuesdays.
And today what we want to do is give you some help in your drafting, in draft strategy, in how maybe you're a first-timer, maybe it's a new kind of league with new rules. If you have any general questions as you get set for your draft, you can ask them of Paul Charchian right now. 312-644-6767. He's coming up on Bernstein and McKnight on the Score.
Cubs manager Joe Maddon joins the Bernstein and McKnight Show today at noon.
With Alex Rodriguez, is there an agreement to disagree?
You don't always have to agree, but at least if you talk about things, that's a great first step.
Talk Cubs with Joe on the Bernstein and McKnight Show today at noon. Only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Official radio home of the show.
And now, an ad from Mom.
Save money on your car insurance by bundling home and auto with Progressive. Hey, is it always this cold in here? It doesn't bother me. Doesn't bother me a bit. I just kind of curious, because if it's the equipment or something, that's fine. It's just, woo, it's kind of chilly.
Progressive can't save you from becoming your parents, but we can save you money when you bundle home and auto. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Look at your credit card statement and look at the interest rate. And if you haven't checked it out, you're probably going to be shocked, because the average credit card interest rate is over 18% APR. However, you can roll all your credit card debt into one monthly payment at a lower fixed interest rate. You can get a loan from $5,000 to $100,000. You can get your funds as soon as the day you apply, and you wonder how, with whom? Lightstream. And Lightstream is offering credit card consolidation loans from 5.89% APR with AutoPay. So think of that difference. You don't have to be a math major to know that 18% interest as opposed to 5.89% interest. Come on. Because Lightstream believes that people with good credit deserve a great interest rate and no fees. And right now, you can get even more than that. A discount, a special one, on top of Lightstream's already low rates. So the only way to get that discount is to go to lightstream.com/DanB. LightStream.com/DanB.
Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.50% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without...
School's back in session, which means it's time for you to learn how much you can save at Sunrise Chevrolet. Get 20% off MSRP on a great selection of new Chevys, including Sonics, Sparks, and Impalas. Or lease a new 2018 Equinox for just $199 a month for 36 months. Sunrise Chevrolet in Glendale Heights, or visit sunrisechevrolet.com. Sunrise Chevrolet,
the bright way to buy.
$2849 to its signing, plus tax, title, license, and dock fee to qualified buyers. Must finance with GMFC dealer for details. Find new roads.
That Bears t-shirt isn't just a t-shirt. It's a badge of honor that shows the world who you stand with on game day. And you can get it for 20% less when you have a Chicago Bears PNC Visa debit card.
Visit PNC.com/Chicago Bears card for details. An annual fee of $10 will be assessed to the primary checking account associated with the card. Visa is a registered trademark of Visa International Service Association and used under license. PNC Bank, National Association, member FDIC.
Right now, the biggest news in dishwashers is something you won't be hearing much about unless you listen very closely. Because the Home Depot now carries Bosch, top-of-the-line, legendarily quiet dishwashers. And listen up. Right now, you'll also save up to 10% as well. Did you hear that? Up to 10% off Bosch appliances. Now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only while supplies last. See store for details, valid through August 22nd.
This isn't a commercial. We're not trying to sell you anything. It's actually far more important. Deaths on Illinois roadways due to drunk or buzzed drivers are on the rise. Each year in Illinois, over 300 people die in drunk driving crashes. That means everyone you know, including yourself, are at risk. And it's up to you to choose life or death. Learn more at lifeordeathillinois.com.
State Farm, Robert here.
Robert, somebody burned down my she shed.
No one burned down your she shed, Cheryl.
Oh, really, Victor? Because my she shed's burning up in the backyard.
Your she shed was struck by lightning, Cheryl.
Robert, does State Farm cover my she shed?
What's a she shed?
She turned our shed into her hideaway, Robert.
Oh, yeah, that's covered.
You hear that, Victor? I'm getting a new she shed.
Can we stop saying she shed now?
Go with the one that's here to help life go right. State Farm. Talk to an agent today.
Circle K's Polar Pop lets you do you. Choose your Polar Pop cup, favorite flavor, or create your own custom masterpiece. Only 89 cents every day. Only at Circle K.
I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's premier home purchase lender. We've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates. Our exclusive Rate Shield approval. First, we lock your interest rate for up to 90 days. Then, if rates go up, your rate stays locked. But if rates go down, your rate drops. Either way, you win. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
This is not a bed. It's proven quality sleep.
Walgreens has you covered with the trusted summer essentials you need, no matter where you go this summer. Whether you're swimming in the pool, hiking in the woods, or playing at the beach, Walgreens has sun protection, bug spray, healthy snacks, and more at a great value. So before you go out there, come in here and prepare for summer care no matter where. Walgreens, trusted since 1901.
Now with card, buy one, get one free on hundreds of vitamins through August 25th. Equal or lesser value. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See store for details.
School's back in session, which means it's time for you to learn how much you can save at Sunrise Chevrolet. Get 20% off MSRP on a great selection of new Chevys, including Sonics, Sparks, and Impalas. Or lease a new 2018 Equinox for just $199 a month for 36 months. Sunrise Chevrolet in Glendale Heights. Or visit sunrisechevrolet.com. Sunrise Chevrolet.
The bright way to buy.
$2849 to its signing, plus tax, title, license, and dock fee to qualified buyers. Must finance with GMFC dealer for details. Find new roads.
Helmet out. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
JJ, first pick, make it pretty.
I think this team needs a defense, and I think it's going to be the Houston defense.
No, no.
Nice.
Yes, defense.
They could.
No, you animal.
You got a problem with the Houston D?
No, I don't have a problem with the Houston D.
This segment is brought to you by Subway. Check out three signature wrap flavors to savor at Subway restaurants. Try the classic style, the turkey Italiano melt. Get yourself some bold taste of the Chipotle Southwest steak and cheese, or enjoy the tangy flavor of the buffalo chicken wrap. Subway, make it what you want. Limited time only at participating locations. Get used to this. Paul Charchi and fanball.com on Twitter at Paul Charchi, and joining the Bernstein and McKnight show. As I mentioned before, if you have any questions as you get ready for your draft about general advice, about strategy, about ways to liven things up, now's a great time to call. You texters, I can't do this via text. I need you to call 312-644-6767 to start getting lined up. But here he is. Hello, Charch.
It is so good to be back on the station. It's been way too long, my friends. Hi.
Hi. Great to talk with you. Glad we're going to do some waiver additions so far this season. Any league I've ever been close to winning has been mostly through waiver wires because my drafts are terrible. So I have to fill in the rest with a bunch of high-priced waiver additions. Church, as people get set up for their leagues, there's a preponderance, I think, this year of Bears that are relevant in fantasy landscape. And I think, you know, we did some fantasy talk just this last weekend with some folks at the station, Nick Shepkowski and Joe Ostrowski and Julie DeCaro and myself. We're all talking about it. And everybody's asking questions about Bears, and it's so brand new, it's mind-boggling to me.
Well, I think there's a lot of optimism. Everybody feels like the offense is going to get a lot better. Everybody does. It almost has to. You're unshackled from, you know, toting around the undead corpse of John Fox and what he did to your offense, which, you know, was ludicrous, of course. It looks like you have a promising young quarterback, although I don't think – I'm not drafting Mitch Trubisky in any of my leagues, but he should be able to help out a lot of your other players. And especially – needless to say, especially Jordan Howard, who was always of interest. But, guys, if he can catch a pass, that would be amazing. He led all runners last year and dropped passes, dropped more balls than a hernia specialist last year. We want to see that part of his game improve potentially a lot, because look at what Kareem Hunt did last year in Kansas City for Matt Nagy. If we can get something close to that kind of receiving production, even with Cohen getting his, boy, Howard would be fantastic.
Now, Jay wants me to be specific in how I frame some of these calls. If you your toughest decision between two players, it can be involved in maybe a keeper league kind of situation or a draft situation. Now, I'm always my head is always spinning, Charge, when I hear things explained to me about the new bells and whistles and new tricks to liven things up.
Yeah.
What would you suggest to maybe a mature fantasy league that kind of feels like you're going through the motions again, or feels sort of rote? Any new formats or ways to liven things up that are becoming popular?
I have two.
Oh, great.
Let me try the first one. All right, so this is called, and this is all brand new stuff. So people, listeners, are not going to have heard about this, but think about this either as your main league or maybe your second league where you could do this. First is called the Guillotine League.
Sold.
It's all right. You're already in. I love it. The Guillotine League, here's how it works. You get 17 teams, which is a lot more than you would normally play with. You have 17 teams. Every week, the low-scoring team gets lopped off the bottom. They're done with the league, and their roster hits free agency.
Ooh.
So now all of that team's whole roster is now free agents, and the rest of the league can go attack these guys and go grab what is undoubtedly going to be a lot of great free agents. So imagine last year, Le'Veon Bell had that long holdout throughout the whole preseason. Didn't show up for camp until a few days before the start of the season, faced Cleveland in week one, and was awful. Had his worst game of the year, 30 yards, no touchdowns. his owner could have lost. Le'Veon Bell hits the waiver wire in week number one, and now the rest of the league gets to have a feeding frenzy on those players. Last team standing in the Guillotine League, you're the winner in week 17. You're the last team left. You win the whole thing. What do you think of the Guillotine League?
That's a league for people who just like to watch the world burn, cool. Yeah, and I love it.
Or you could do it like what used to happen when an ABA team would go bankrupt mid-season. You could do it like a dispersal draft, right? You could do it by inverse order of quality of teams and actually draft the corpses there.
That is actually a lot of how fantasy football waiver wires work. Either one of two ways. They do sort of an inverse order, or for the waiver wire. And what I recommend is all of the teams in your league are given a fictional amount of money. Let's say $200 fictional to spend in bidding format on all of these free agents throughout the whole year. So you have to decide, oh, it's Le'Veon Bell just hit the waiver wire in week one. How much of my $200 am I going to spend? It's week one. Do I save or do I just go big? It's Le'Veon Bell. Do I spend 150 of my 200 right here in week one? So that's going to be part of the beauty of the Guillotine League.
All right, so that's one, the Guillotine League.
Number two, unique format that nobody's ever tried before. Now, right now, when Dan plays Connor and Dan obviously wins,
right,
you get a hash mark in the win column. But what if there could be a little more than that? What if you could also, in addition to the win, you get to steal a player off of Connor's roster? So, I mean, what if we got to a point where the winners get to steal a player from the loser's team? What a great opportunity that would be. So if we, in the Thievery League, every time you win, you take a player from the opposing team's roster. Now, the limiting factor is nobody wants to lose their best player in this format. So the loser only has to expose a number of players equal to the week it is. So if it's week four, the loser only has to expose four players to the winner. So you'll expose your worst four players in week four. But by the time like week eight, week nine, week 10 rolls around, you're exposing good players.
Ooh.
So now you're playing for more than just a hash mark in the win column. You're playing to build a super team because you're ravaging the rosters of your losers as you go.
Ooh, 'tis a pirate league, it is. Nice.
Pillaging, yes. They call it the Thievery League. You can read about both of them on fanball.com if you're interested in playing.
Outstanding. Let's grab some phone calls for Paul Charchi, and you're making your toughest decision between two players. We'll start with Don and Midlothian on the score.
Hey, Don. Hey, Judge, just a keeper question. Last year, I get to keep one. It's a PPR league. Last year, I took Josh Gordon the last round, and then Will Fuller a couple rounds before that, like the 11th. So I have to keep one this year. Can you let me know who to keep?
Will Fuller, of course, was awesome in those handful of games where he was actually healthy and Deshaun Watson was healthy. The confluence of those two things happening was not very often, but for like the five games that they were on the field together, Fuller was amazing. Josh Gordon was a freakish talent in 2013. You guys all know the story, and if you're watching, if you're following Hard Knocks, or the Browns, frankly, are the most fascinating offseason team in the NFL, you know the deal on Josh Gordon. Tons of risk, tons of upside. Personally, for me, I'm nervous about Gordon, and I would actually consider taking Fuller, who I know has an awesome quarterback in Deshaun Watson. But I think the majority of people would tell you to take Gordon. But I actually like Will Fuller, who I think is a freakish deep talent. And Deshaun Watson's got the cannon arm. I think those two are set up for a really, really great future.
Yeah, I don't know if Charch, and if you're taking keepers and taking a look at it, whether you think reliability is more important than swinging for the fences, and you can do some of that in your own picks, I guess.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, this would be a different story if we're talking about week three between these two guys, but I'm thinking you might keep Will Fuller for 3 years or 5 years or who knows, and Deshaun Watson looks like he's going to be great for a long time. And who knows with Josh Gordon? I mean, it's just so many variables that all your listeners know about.
Next stop is Milwaukee, and it's Jesse on the score with Charch.
Hey, Charch. Thanks for taking my call. Also in a keeper league, I'm having a hard time choosing between Le'Veon Bell, I can keep him with the 10th overall pick, or I would probably go Fournette early second with Tariq Cohen as well in the 14th.
So I think the question is Le'Veon Bell or Fournette, and we're going to take Le'Veon Bell for sure. Even the, and what you're paying for him at the 10th pick of the first round is about eight picks later than he's going in most drafts. So this is, you're still getting a good value. Leonard Fournette has the downside of Corey Grant, who looks really good, as and somebody's going to take some of the work away from him a little bit. T.J. Yeldon's always there. Fournette didn't, he got less than half of the team's carries at inside the five last year. Hmm. Even though Leonard Fournette built for goal line use, they didn't trust him in that situation as much. Le'Veon Bell got 100% of the team's carries inside the five last season. That's why I love Le'Veon Bell.
Mount Prospect, this is Tom. He's going to be our final caller with Paul Charchian on his first of many appearances with Bernstein and McKnight. Go ahead, Tom.
Hi, guys. I have the 10th pick in the Standard League in the first round, and I can get Melvin Gordon, Kareem Hunt, or Odell Beckham in my typical mock drafts.
Yeah. Now, he broke the rules. He gave us three guys.
He did break the rules.
It's up to you guys. Do you need this? Do you got to set this thing in motion in such a way that, you know, you feel like we better close the door on this or not?
Well, I think it's going to take time to establish, but do you think we need to set an example here and tell Tom, because he's violated the rules, his question has been voided?
The guillotine has fallen.
Yeah, can't do it.
Chopped.
To quote another show. So before we let you go real quick, is Adrian Peterson draftable?
Late, maybe. You know, as you guys know, obviously he's in Washington now. Rotation of backs there. Chris Thompson was actually really good when he was healthy last season, but he's sort of a pass-catching specialist. Adrian Peterson's as good as the other stiffs they got left in the behind the carnage of Darius Geis going down. Rob Kelly's awful. Samaje Perine, terrible. Adrian Peterson, you know, he doesn't have a lot left in the tank, and he's not explosive like he was when he was with Minnesota. But nevertheless, I think he's going to be in this rotation. I think he's going to make the team. So, you know, sort of last pick of your draft territory, okay, but that's the end of it, because his game is so limited at this point. Adrian doesn't catch passes. He's lousy in pass protection. He's a chronic fumbler. There's a lot to not like here as well.
Charge, can't wait to make this a Tuesday thing as we find people some value on the waiver wire. It's going to be a can't-miss segment for the serious fantasy player.
Dan, Connor, this has been a blast. I can't wait either. We'll do it about 16, 17 more times.
Sounds cool.
Thanks.
Paul Charchian, he of fanball.com. The top of the hour is brought to you by Northwestern Football. Coach Fitz and the Wildcats host Michigan, Nebraska, Wisconsin, Notre Dame, Illinois, and more this fall at Ryan Field. Season and single game tickets on sale now at nusports.com. When we return in just a couple minutes, we will be talking about the latest on everything that's going on with the Cubs, Yu Darvish included, with the skipper, Joe Maddon, right here. Keep it here on The Score.
Stream The Score with radio.com. It's easy. Go to radio.com/listen or download the radio.com app now and get all your favorite Score shows live on your mobile device. Stream The Score with
Summer's here, and that means a trip to Circle K, home of the one and only Polar Pop Cup. We're here to help you keep cool. In fact, you can't imagine anything colder. And Circle K lets you choose your Polar Pop Cup, your favorite flavor, or create your own custom masterpiece in the coolest cup around. Only 89 cents every day. Polar Pop lets you do you. Only at Circle K. Polar Pop! Hey,
Polar Pop. It's hard to feel lucky when your dishwasher breaks, or your dryer, or refrigerator. But maybe you should. Right now, the Home Depot has up to 25% off the high-quality brands you'd feel lucky to own, like GE, LG, and Samsung. So if you've got an appliance that needs replacing, this could be your lucky break. Get up to 25% off top appliances now, only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only. While supplies last, see store for details, valid through August 22nd.
26.2 miles of city streets, 29 vibrant and diverse neighborhoods, 1.7 million cheering spectators. You won't want to miss the Bank of America Chicago Marathon on Sunday, October 7th. The 2018 application is now open. Apply today at chicagomarathon.com. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670. The new Bernstein and McKnight Show. Middays 9 a.m. to 1.
David Bodie, the guy who actually hit it. They tear your uniform off like it's the Beatles in 1965.
I was running bases. I knew my arm was up. And I was like, put your arm down. I just couldn't put it down.
The new Bernstein and McKnight Show. Middays 9 a.m. to 1. Only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Hey, thanks for listening to The Score on your mobile device, your laptop, your desktop, whatever you stream us on. We've got Chicago sports fans covered. The Score is Chicago's first and number one sports talk station. We're live from Chicago and dedicated to the Chicago sports fan. It's what's driven us for over 25 years now. But we couldn't have done it without you, the loyal Score listener. Thanks for listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
One of Chicago's most legendary teams partners with 670 The Score, official play-by-play home for Bulls basketball on the radio.
Levine, baseline, well, right-handed, powered up. Oh my goodness!
Rainbow three, go!
What a shot!
Zitzer's gonna attempt a left side three.
Yes!
The kick out, Portis, three ball for the tie.
Yes!
Bobby Portis has tied the ball game with a triple.
Listen to every game here on Sports Radio 670 The Score, your new radio home for the Bulls.
Thanks for streaming The Score.
The McNeil and Parkin Show. Afternoons 1 to 6.
Cubs center fielder Albert Almora. Well, Albert, it has taken 4 weeks or so for the Chicago Cubs, favorites in the National League, to leapfrog the Milwaukee Brewers. A little bit of an exhale after finally getting in front of them, or again, still thinking, you know, we'll see what happens in the fall?
Yeah, we're definitely not thinking about that. It's definitely a good note to end on for the fans and, you know, for us, for the players. I think it doesn't really matter. So we still got to play them and play our division a bunch, you know, for the rest of the year. So we just got to take it day by day.
If you were as angst-ridden as some of the Cub fans, you'd be out of your mind by now. You'd never make it to midseason. I mean, if you took it like they take it, like, well, it's the end of the world now for this team.
The McNeil and Parkin Show. Afternoons 1 to 6.